More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, have no fear at all. We're living in anxious times, and if the what-ifs and worst-case scenarios are overtaking your mind, we'll help you find peace and courage. 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising. Relevant. Hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today's show is titled, Have No Fear at All, as we talk about anxiety, stress, fear, and worry. We are living in anxious times, and if the what-ifs and worst-case scenarios are overtaking your mind, let us help you find peace and courage. The number to call, 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Are you struggling with fear, worries, or anxiety? You know, is there a situation in your life or relationships that's causing you to feel anxious or stressed out? Do you go from zero to catastrophe in no time flat? Whatever the situation is, let us help you reclaim your peace and courage and confidence. Again, that number, 877-573-7825.
You know, I want to also say that, you know, perhaps you handle it okay, but you've got somebody in your life who's dealing with fear or worry or anxiety. I know that, you know, in CatholicCounselors.com, we have seen more young people, grade school age, entering school age, through beyond that, of course, who are fearful now of just about everything. There's an anxiety that's underlying everything because of everything that's happening in the world, even to people their age, because of what they've lived through in the last few years, on top of the regular fears of new experiences or, you know, being with people all day away from mom and dad, and the things that traditionally make life a little bit scarier for our young people. Perhaps it's somebody that you really care about, a spouse or a sibling or even an adult parent who's, you know, going through some things in life, and it's really causing them a great deal of worry, a great deal of anxiety, or you can see it coming because they seem to be ramping up more and more to it. And you want to know how to help these people in your life and give them the support they need. So whether it's you going through it or somebody you care about, we are here for you today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And for folks who aren't aware of what that is, St. John Paul gave a series of reflections on what it means to be a Christian disciple in the modern world and how we can begin to discover God's plan for living a more joyful life and healthier, holier relationships.
Well, you know, the theology of the body does remind us that anxiety is not God's will for us. Before the fall, even though Adam and Eve were completely vulnerable, they were confident in God's care and their love for one another. Only after the fall, when they were separated from God, each other, and even their best selves, did they feel exposed, ashamed, and anxious. When they were confronted with the bigness of the world and their own sense of smallness and insufficiency, as we all are, after being separated from God, they hid, cowering behind the bushes. How often do we feel this way inside? There's certainly plenty of things to be concerned about, but we only become worried about those things when we allow those concerns to separate us from God's love and our ability to use the gifts and support God has given us to make concrete plans to address those concerns gracefully.
You know, the theology of the body reminds us that while worry and anxiety are common enough experiences, the answer to our worries and anxieties is not to run around trying to fix everything. It's to recenter ourselves in the loving arms of Abba. Daddy, the Father who loves us, cares for us, and shelters us from those storms of life, especially when we feel alone or scared or helpless. It's fine to be concerned about things. You know, when we're concerned, that's what enables us to identify a problem and bring it to God and gather our resources and make a plan to address that concern. But that's different from anxiety, which has us focus so exclusively on the problem that it makes us incapable of identifying the actual problem or bringing that problem to God or gathering our resources and making a plan. We just allow ourselves to spin out. And that's why St. John Paul was constantly reminding us to be not afraid. He wasn't denying the multiple concerns that affect our daily lives. He was saying that with God's grace, we have the power to respond to those concerns in a spirit of love and grace rather than a spirit of fear. And, you know, yeah, the job's, it's a big job, right? But God's love and providence is greater. And in the face of life's battles, we need to let our battle cry be, Jesus, I trust in you. Now, that sounds great on paper, but when you're going through something that's provoking fear, worry, anxiety, or stress, that's another story. So let us help you reclaim your peace, courage, and confidence in the face of those challenges in your life or relationships causing you anxiety. That number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
And you know, Greg, I know a lot of people who really struggle with that divine mercy prayer of Jesus, I trust in you, because they've gone through some things in their lives and they are struggling to trust God because of the hurt that they feel, because of the vulnerability that they feel. And Satan loves to get right in there and use that against us, where God is saying, you know, look to the ways I've been there for you. Look how I've gotten you through this, how we've made it through together. Satan's saying, oh, you're just waiting for the other shoe to drop because this stuff that you went through actually happened, and wants to take our eyes off the grace. It really can be a battle in our minds and our hearts as we go through fear or worry or anxiety on a daily basis, or if something's provoking it to a higher level. So if you're struggling today, let us be here for you and help you find those grace-filled answers on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence, and we recognize that you are constantly reminding us to be at peace. And you are the source of the peace this world cannot give. And yet we are so often consumed with fear, worry, stress, or anxiety. And we bring those situations in our life or relationships to you now that are causing us to be anxious. Help us to not run from those situations, but rather, in the face of those situations and in the face of our anxieties, to bring those circumstances to you, to center ourselves in your love, in the love and support of the people that you've placed in our lives, and reconnect with our best selves so that we can respond to those challenges in ways that enable us to be confident and courageous in your grace. Help us, Lord, to witness to your power and glory, especially when we are feeling weak and small, so that in everything that we do, we can glorify you. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, And in the name of the Father, the Son,
and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, we're talking about fear, worry, and anxiety on our show titled, Have No Fear at All. You know, the truth is we are living in anxious times, and I'm sure we all have plenty of things to be stressed or worried or anxious about. We're not denying that. But how we face those things is all about whether we're able to maintain our sense of peace and confidence and courage in the face of those challenging situations. How do we move from that place of anxiety? How do we stop being worriers and start being warriors? 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Marcy, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Maryland on Sirius XM 130.
Hi, Marcy. Welcome to More to Life. Hi, Marcy. Are you there? What's your question?
Yes, I am right here. Can you hear me?
We can.
What's up?
Good morning. So I have a question, and I have to say that I love the show. I really like how you address, you take the pieces and help people, do things the right way. How do we overcome the fear? Sometimes we have to tell people in management situations, well, I think you need to be more focused. I think you need to be, this would be better for your performance. And I find myself with having difficulty telling them because I think deep down I want their approval or I fear what they will think. How do we overcome fear of approval, seeking people's approval?
Sure. Now, Marcy,
doing things, yeah.
I'm assuming that you're in a management position, and that's why you have
to tell these people that. Yes, I am.
So that's really difficult for you because you like people, you want people to like you back, and then suddenly you have to call them on to being a bit better in their jobs, and that can be really scary.
I want to ask a follow-up question here, Marcia, and this is going to seem like it comes out of left field. Just sit with it for a second. Don't just think about it before you answer. When you were growing up, was it safe to risk your family's disapproval? In other words, were you concerned? And we all, as kids, we all want our parents' approval, but you know what I'm saying, that there's in some families it's maybe a little less okay to disagree or to be disagreeable or to risk disapproval. What's your sense of that?
So when I was growing up, you mean?
Yes.
Well, I have to say that I grew up with a lot of fear. I come from a country where it was not safe to go outside, and my father was a policeman.
Oh,
there was always a difficulty or a fear that he will never come back home.
Sure.
There was a lot of fear during my childhood.
I see. Well, and the reason I ask that question is because very often, and you can think about this a bit, but very often when we are concerned about getting people's approval as adults, it's rooted in a childhood fear of disapproval from our parental figures or other folks who are in authority over us. And what we end up doing unconsciously is sort of projecting those people's heads on the body of the person who's in front of us right now, right? So, what's really helpful in those kinds of situations is to sort of step back and remind yourself that I'm not afraid of risking this person's disapproval, right? I'm not afraid that this person won't like me. That child part of me is afraid that if I say this or do this, something bad will happen to her. And what you want to do is just mentally kind of close your eyes and hold that little girl in your arms and remind her that she's loved and that she's safe and that you, here in the present, are here to take care of her and it's going to be okay. And another wonderful step in that is to bring her to the Lord in that moment and show her how much God is loving her and caring for her, how much the Blessed Mother wants to hold her in her arms and give her that love and comfort. And as you just mentally and spiritually bring that hurting part of you to God, to the Blessed Mother, and really hold her in your arms, you know, you're reminding yourself that there's nothing to be afraid of in the present, that the present situation is bringing back old memories of, you know, it was unsafe for me to risk disapproval, to displease the people in my environment, right? So the more I'm able to mentally, you know, separate what's going on in the present from what happened in the past, the more confident I can be in my present dealing with those situations. Martin, so this is a kind of a first step. We actually talk more about this in my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety. And, you know, when I share that title, a lot of times people, you know, say, well, come on, really, a life without anxiety? I don't mean a life without concerns. I do mean a life without anxiety, though. And as I alluded to this in the introduction, we can be concerned about a lot of things. But when we're concerned about something, we are able to just sort of look at it and say, oh, look, there's a problem, you know, and then we do something about it. We gather support, we bring it to God, we make a plan, and we handle it. And that makes us feel good that we're able to do that. When we're anxious about something, we just focus so much on the problem that that's all we can see. And so Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety walks you through the steps of being able to step back and do exactly what I was describing in this call. You know, be able to recognize what's really behind the fear or anxiety I'm feeling in the moment and get a handle on it, both through psychological and spiritual tools. So, again, the name of the book is Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety. I think it would be a good follow-up for some of the things that we discussed on the call here. And if you need somebody to walk through it with you, then reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com to learn more about our pastoral counseling practice. Marcy, thank you so much for the call. I hope that these suggestions will get you started. And if there's more we can do to help you overcome the anxiety that's holding you back, don't hesitate to reach out to us here. We're taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled, Have No Fear at All. You know, we are living in anxious times, and we all have plenty of things to be stressed, worried, or anxious about in our lives. Give us a call, and let us help you find your peace, confidence, and courage as you face those challenges gracefully. The number again, 877-573-7825. And when we come back, in addition to taking your calls, we'll be joined by Damon Owens of Joyful Ever After. He'll be sharing some insights from the theology of the body on how we can conquer our fears. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
Abortion.
Pornography.
Embryonic stem cell research.
Corporate contributions to Planned Parenthood. Do you invest in companies that are engaged in these practices? The Ave Maria Mutual Funds do not, and their investment portfolios reflect that. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. You can learn more about the Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Do you wish you could have discussions about difficult topics with your adult children? If so, don't worry, you're not alone. Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak, and our new book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, can help you draw closer to your adult children and help guide them on the path to more faithful and meaningful lives.
You can get our latest book and all of our other books on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guarendi here. You thinking about homeschooling? Seton Homeschooling, 35 years of experience, pre-K through high school. They provide the books, the lesson plans, the counselors, the grading services, the tests. That's right. Well, my wife used Seton, some of our children. And I will tell you this, two of them got perfect ACT scores in verbal. And overall, the Seton students scored more than 100 points above average on the SAT. 27% higher on English and reading. It is a rigorous program. At least now, 1.3 million students are homeschooled. You want to give the very best to your kids? Trust me on this one. Go with Seton. It is a beautifully rigorous academic program. Go to setonhome.org. setonhome.org.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Have No Fear at All, as we talk about fear, worry, stress, and anxiety. Are you struggling with a situation in your life or relationships that's causing you to feel anxious or stressed? Do you tend in general to go from zero to catastrophe in no time flat? Or are you in a relationship with somebody who is struggling with anxiety and you're not sure how to help and support them? Let us help you with all those situations and more. Today on More to Life, the number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Damon Owens. He and his wife Melanie founded Joyful Ever After, which is a marriage ministry rooted in St. John Paul's theology of the body. Damon, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you, Dr. Greg. Lisa, it's always fun to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you with us. So let's talk about this. How can the theology of the body help us to conquer fear and anxiety?
Yeah, this is one of the great fruits, I think, gifts. You don't find too much specifically on fear in John Paul II's audiences. It comes up, but the real gift here is that he moves the sphere of understanding things like fear and even love all into what we call the relational lens, the relational plane. It's easy to look at things that you said earlier as, you know, the world coming at me and issues that happen in my life. We isolate experiences and particularly emotions, and fear being such a powerful emotion, when we put it on the relational plane, we see that fear is really about separation. It's about isolation. It's about abandonment. And as you say, from the original sin, you know, right from the beginning of our scriptures, we see this entrance of fear that was the fruit of the separation from God, the separation from one another, in that case, Adam and Eve, really a separation from ourselves, body and soul, and then, of course, a separation between us and creation. Four relationships that were primordial, literally at that first order. And by the time we get to Genesis chapter 3, we see what happens when we isolate, when we become abandoned. And that fear, that is sort of that first response. Now, I think the first thing you have to do, too, is to distinguish between the fear of the Lord, which is actually a fruit of the Holy Spirit, right? And this recoiling from evil. And fear understood as recoiling from evil is what we're talking about today. It produces that anxiety and that
I want to be clear about it. When you say recoiling from evil, you don't just mean, you know, not doing bad things. What you mean is any kind of experience of privation, any kind of bad thing that could happen to us, that fear that thing would overcome us or overtake us or crush us in some way is the servile fear that we want to reject, as opposed to what you were pointing out, fear of the Lord, which is really more about awe and wonder.
That's exactly where I was getting at. Thank you for that clarification. That's right. So the awe of the Lord is where we begin, that he is Lord and we're not. Fear that we're talking about is that servile, as you said, fear, where there are things that we think we're going to lose, that privation and the fear of that in all its forms. But, you know, these things are built on our imagination. They're built on our memory. They're built on what we call false expectations that appear real. And danger is real. The concerns are real. But when we keep this on this relational lens, we say that the source of it is our separation. Therefore, the solution is to restore unity. And that peace that comes from the unity is the antidote, is the antithesis, is the opposite of what causes this servile fear that somehow we're going to lose something. So the relational lens allows us to see that the cause of fear gives us a glimpse to the solution of the fear, which is restoring these right relationships.
I think it's so profound, honestly, that St. John Paul II gave us the be not afraid phrase so
yes.
often, especially when he spoke to youth. And it always touched my heart because he knew from once he spoke, right? He went through so much. He went through the Holocaust and having to be ordained in secret. And he went through the communist occupation and forced labor. And he went through everything that he went through in his pontificate. And yet he, and all his personal tragedies as well. And so he could say that. Because he spoke out of his relationship with Christ that he pursued so fervently instead of out of his experience in the world. What do you think that lends to people's experience when they hear those words?
Yeah, I had the same experience you have. And literally his first words on that balcony, in the first non-Italian pope in 400 years, you know, that lived and under the communism and the Marxism and the oppression there. So, yeah, absolutely. He has the credibility to speak about be not afraid, literally his first words. But also recognizing that it's not everything's going to be okay, just be optimistic. This is a man who understood evil. He understood suffering. He understood privation. He understood real danger and concern. But the fear itself and recoiling is because we're missing and lacking something. Come back to the Christ that I know. And he more than, you know, showed the credibility and authority that he had, authenticity, to speak about restoring that relationship as the call to addressing the fears in our life that keep us from becoming who God created us to be. That's Amen. The key.
Well, Damon, I want to thank you so much for being with us today, and I also want to encourage any couple that is struggling with anxiety about their relationship because it's not what they feel that it should be or what God is calling it to be, to really learn more about your great ministry, joyfuleverafter.org. Check that out. Thanks for being with us today. Give our best to Melanie as well.
Thank you guys so much.
And we are taking your calls, listeners, about fear, worry, and anxiety today on More to Life. Are you struggling with a situation in your life or relationships that's causing you to feel anxious or stressed? Do you tend in general to go from zero to catastrophe in no time flat, as many of us do? Or maybe you have someone you care about in your life, whether that's a child, a spouse, a friend, a family member, who is wrestling with anxiety, and every time you try to help them, it just gets worse. We've all had that experience too. However fear, worry, stress, or anxiety is affecting you in your life, let us help you reclaim your peace, courage, and confidence today on More to Life. The number to call? 877-573-7825. Join the conversation. It's 877-573-7825. More to Life will be back with your questions, comments, and insights about fear, worry, and anxiety and how to reclaim our peace. Right after the break, stick around.
Father Benedict Groeschel.
I often go back to my childhood. In church, we love to be reverent, to Christ present in the Eucharist, to Christ on the cross. But I was also impressed by the reverence of my friends in the Salvation Army. They had a little band, and I used to walk past the band on Sunday morning on my way to church, and I was just a child. But I said, you know, they're trying to pray to God. They're showing reverence to God. All this was reverence. Now what do I see? I hear one irreverence after another. And week after week, month after month, the media churns out things that make fun of religion in general and make fun of Christianity in particular, and particularly make fun of the Catholic Church. No class. Absolutely no class.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Can our society return to sanity? No. Not without widespread spiritual revival. I don't see how it can happen. As Richard Weaver said in the classic, Ideas Have Consequences, nothing can be done until we have decided whether we are primarily interested in truth. And that's a capital T. Not my truth, not your truth, but the truth we share. Of an objective moral universe. And that's where we have to stand firm and insist with all grace and with all love that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And he did teach that the truth is good and will set us free. But there's no freedom until we re-embrace some shared understanding of the truth.
Cresta in the Afternoon. Weekdays at 4 Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Hi, this is Lisa Popcheck. Today's culture doesn't seem to understand the importance of fathers. And the exponential increase in children born to single mothers illustrates that. But fathers are essential to raising happy, healthy children. Here are three things that show us how important dads are. 1. Involved fathering is related to slower rates of problem behaviors in children, reduced teen violence, delinquency, and other problems with the law. 2. Studies show that people who remember having loving, supportive fathers have high life satisfaction and self-esteem. Finally, the most important reason fathers are essential is that when it comes to passing on our faith and values to our kids, fathers are the leaders. When mom and dad are regular churchgoers, 33% of their children will be regular churchgoers, and 41% will at least attend at some time. But if dad doesn't go to church, only 3% of children will become regulars themselves. For more information on having great fathering in your family and a great Catholic family life, visit us at moretoliferadio.com.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, have no fear at all. We're talking about fear, worry, stress, and anxiety. Something causing you to feel anxious, stressing you out, making you worried? Let us help you deal with both those feelings and the situation gracefully. 877-573-7825.
Are you anxious about sending those kids back to school? Do you have kids who are anxious about that? Are you nervous about sending those kids to college? Are you entering a different phase in your life or in your relationships that are causing you some concern? Or are the things in the world and all of the headlines just getting to you and robbing you of your peace and your confidence? We're here to help you with it all today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. Let's talk now with Anna, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ohio.
Hi, Anna. Welcome to More to Life. What's your comment or question for us?
Well, I have a comment, but first I'd like to share with you what has happened in the last 4 years to me and how something very personal to me has really helped me get through it. About 4 years ago, I became very, very ill from something. I had three physical, very bad physical traumas when I was a young child, and it came back to haunt me when I became 60 years old. And during that time of not being able to do anything with any friends or any family members, I lost most of my friends and family members. Hmm. And then the last 2 years, I was a caregiver to my mother. She passed away. My dog died. My sister died. A good friend died. And my husband walked out on me.
Oh, so much loss.
Because of my being sick.
Oh,
what
I'm
has
so sorry.
Really, really helped me is that I became, my spiritual life skyrocketed to the point that I have discussions with God all the time. Mm. But what I wanted to share with everyone is a beautiful novena that has helped me through this horrendous period of my time called the Surrender Novena. It's by Father Galindo Utolo. And it's just a novena that helps us to be able to release ourselves and surrender completely to Him all of our anxieties, problems, and troubles, and let Him take over like He has in my life. And now my life is completely turning around. My health is rebounding like crazy. And I can't wait to see where God's going to take me next. But I couldn't have done that, or really God did it. But I had to surrender to Him. And the Surrender Novena really helped me through the extreme anxiety that I had, because I was in level 10 pain from the moment I got up in the morning to the moment I slept every day for about 2.5 years. And anxiety and depression there was certainly there, but this novena really has helped me through this stage. And now God has completely renewed my life.
And I want to thank you so much for sharing your story with us. And what an incredible thing you've been through. I'm so sorry you had to suffer all of that loss and pain. But your witness of faith through it all and your willingness to bring that to God is really what this show is all about. And I really love the way you spoke about this prayer, the Surrender to Jesus Novena that you found, that's been meant so much to you. Because, you know, often people will talk about a powerful novena as if it somehow gives us control over our environment or something. And I always hate when people talk about those beautiful prayers that way, because it's a misunderstanding of what they're meant to be. You did a beautiful job explaining what those sorts of prayers are for. They're really about opening up our heart, you know, to what God wants to do in our lives and how he wants to reorder our spirits and our minds and our hearts and our lives. And, you know, when we pray any novena, it's not about trying to get control over anything. It's about opening ourselves up to that spout of God's grace that he wants to pour into our hearts so that we can hear his voice more clearly, cooperate with his will more perfectly, and respond to his grace more effectively. And I think that, you know, your story is a beautiful witness of all of that and more. And like you, I can't wait to see what God has in store for you next. And I would love it if you would call and share
Definitely.
What he does with you next, because it's clear to me that he has great plans for you, Anna.
You know, I think you've spoken to so many hearts today who, whether they are in the midst of going through the kinds of hardships that you have gone through, or they live in fear of those things, as so many of us do. You know, great loss and great pain is something that frightens most of us. And Jesus certainly wasn't looking forward to, as we saw in the scene in the Garden of Gethsemane. I mean, he didn't go skipping off to the cross. He had great concerns about that, to the point where he sweated blood, but he gave his will over to his Father. And you've done that bit by bit. And I think you point to this surrender to Jesus novena as a way that God allowed you to sort of unpry your fingers from holding on to the bar, as it were, and trying to maintain the control yourself, and that you allowed yourself, word by word, praying that, to begin to fall into his arms and let him begin to just transform what you went through into something that he's showing you can be quite beautiful. And most people needed to hear that today. And I'm so grateful to you, Anna, for calling in and sharing it.
Well, and again, it speaks to the heart of what this show is all about. You know, at the beginning of the program, you know, I made the comment that it's absolutely true, but it can be off-putting to some people. You know, I said that, you know, yes, there's a lot to be worried and a lot of problems in our life, right? But the problems themselves don't cause fear and anxiety. What causes anxiety is allowing those problems to separate us from God's love and grace, from the love and support of the people around us, and from our best selves. You know, if we're able to face a problem, even a very serious problem, like the kinds of problems that you experienced, but stay connected to God's love and grace, stay connected to the love and support of the people around us, stay in touch with what it means to be our best selves in the face of that, then we have concerns, but we don't have anxiety. And when I say a concern, again, I talked about this a little bit earlier, a concern is where you see a problem and say, oh, there's a problem, I should do something about that. And then I bring it to the Lord, and I gather support, and I make a plan, and I handle the problem. That's how we deal with concerns. But when we give into anxiety, we forget that God is there. We forget that there are other people around to help us. We forget that there are resources that would enable us to make a plan, and we forget to do anything about it except sit and stare at the problem and be terrified of being run over by it. And you certainly had plenty of opportunities to do that over the last several years. But in the face of that anxiety, you did exactly what we're talking about here. You surrendered to God, you opened up your heart to his grace, and you asked for his will to know what to do and how to respond to everything that you were facing in graceful ways. And I want to thank you for sharing your story. I know it's an inspiration to a lot of people who are going through a lot of real hard things right now. Thank you so much for the call, Anna. God bless you. 877-573-7825. We're talking today about fear, worry, and anxiety on our show titled Have No Fear at All. Are you struggling with fears, worries, or anxieties? Is there a situation in your life or relationships causing you to feel anxious or stressed out? You know, maybe you find yourself going from zero to catastrophe in no time flat in your head, or you have somebody in your life that you care about who is anxious and concerned, and your efforts to support them, you just don't work out the way you'd like.
Or they make you anxious and concerned. You know, I know if one of my kids has a concern, sometimes going through my head is, I don't know if I can handle this or help them handle it. You know, we know that God can, but what are we called to as parents or adult children or any of that in the midst of the concerns that we have? Let us help you take those next steps to walk in God's grace today and find those practical answers to help you out. Give us a call on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Psalm 34, verse 4.
I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears.
And again, it's tempting to look at a scripture like this and say, when we're going through hard times, what God wants us to do is just kind of go to him and then sit back and wait for him to take care of it all for us. That's not what this verse means. You know, David, the psalmist, writes, you know, I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. When we bring our concerns to the Lord, we are asking God to teach us how to respond to these things in a way that glorifies him, in a way that enables us to make a positive difference, to work for the good of the people involved, to be our best selves. It's an active process, not a passive one of just sitting and waiting. It's a process of asking God to teach us how to respond to this. And that's why the Bible counsels us to seek the Lord and to seek those answers so that we might be delivered from those fears. Because in seeking God, we are able to find how to respond. So let's do that together today on More to Life. Let us help you find those answers that you're looking for to address the problems causing you fear, worry, or anxiety. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your questions and comments and insights about fear, worry, and anxiety when we return after the break. Stick around.
This Ave Maria program is brought to you in part by the nonprofit CMF Curo.
Now is a great time to learn about CMF Curo as a pro-life Catholic healthcare option for your family. You can join anytime throughout the year. Plus, you'll experience an authentic Catholic community that cares about your health, spirit, mind, and body. Call 833-GET-CURO. That's 833-GETCURO. Or visit mycatholichealthcare.com to learn more about CMF Curo.
Have you heard the latest and greatest travel news? One more reason to join us on our premier Tease Italy pilgrimage, La Dolce Fede, or The Sweetness of Faith, this November 6th to the 14th. Hi, it's Teresa Tomio, and yes, it's an unbelievable price, some $3,600 for a seven-night land package, including Assisi, Orvieto, Rome, and much more. But now, and here's the latest and greatest news, no reason to worry about having to test to come back home. All testing requirements dropped. No vaccination, no testing, an incredible opportunity to visit tombs of the great saints such as Francis, Claire, Blessed Carlos Acutis, and so much more, except those tests. So call Corporate Travel now, 800-727-1999, or visit us online, AveMariaRadio.net, on our travel page. Call now, the trip is filling up, 1-800-727-1999. Hope to see you in Bella Italia in November.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 15 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile, everyday living, effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today we're talking about fear, worry, and anxiety on our show titled Have No Fear at All. You know, the truth is we are living in anxious times, and of course every single one of us has things that we're anxious about. But God calls us out of that fear and asks us to be not afraid. How do we pull that off? Well, that's another story. Let's talk it out together and find those answers that you're seeking to help you reclaim your peace, courage, and confidence in the face of the challenges you're encountering. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Lisa, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ohio.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on? Lisa, on line one, are you there in Ohio?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Hi there. What's up?
Yep. We can. What can we do for you today?
It makes me anxious, and my kids growing up, you know, I was home with them, and I taught them how to pick up after themselves somewhat. You know, I made sure I got up in the mornings, and I made their beds, and everything had its place, and, you know, I get nervous when things are not in order.
Okay, so what's happening now?
My oldest daughter, you know, she's married now, she has, you know, almost a two-year-old, and she's pregnant, and I walk into her house, and I'm there to see that precious little two-year-old I love more than anything, and all I see are dirty dishes, toys, laundry to do, go outside, the patio's a mess, the cushions aren't on, and the dog is digging in the yard, and I'm like, I gotta go home, I gotta get out of here, you know? I think I know that she's such a good mom, and it's not her house, and it's her. It's just not together. It makes my head scratch.
And I have to ask, does she indicate that she's struggling in any way to you? That she says, you know, this really bothers me, and I could really use some help, or she's content?
No, and I've offered, you know, I've paid for a house for her to come over, you know, and help her get caught up. You know, I know she's pregnant, you know, but she doesn't work for the love of peace. Mm-hmm. She doesn't work.
Now, Lisa, you said you offered to pay for a housekeeper for her?
No, I paid for one twice.
You paid for one twice, and how did that go? Did that give her a sense of relief? What was her reaction to having that done?
She loved it. I said, no, doesn't it feel less stress in your life when everything's not chaotic? You know, when your house is not in order, it causes chaos in your life. Mm-hmm. You know, and she's like, I know, I get tired. I'm like, okay, well, you know, when you weren't pregnant, you didn't even have a child, your house was messy, you know.
Lisa, let me ask you a question. You know, there is certainly, it is a good thing to have an orderly home and a peaceful home. Like you said, it's not dirty. It's disorderly, and I understand that. So that might be a different story if it was dirty or unkempt in that way. But you know, it's a good thing to have an orderly home. But I guess I'm wondering where your anxiety is coming from. You know, what makes it feel unsafe to you to have that disorder around you?
I want you to kind of reflect
for just a second on your growing up. What made it feel unsafe to have things? How did it help you feel in control of your life to have everything in its place? Why was control so important to you growing up?
I don't know. I mean, ever since I moved out of my house, I mean, I wasn't like that when I lived at home with my parents, but ever since I moved out, everything has to be put in place in a way.
And just for a second, I want you to sit with the thought, okay? I don't want you to answer logically. I want you to answer from your emotions here. If you let things get out of control, what could happen? Why would that be terrible?
Oh, nothing. I mean,
you're answering from your head, not
yeah,
from,
you're definitely you're answering from your head. I can hear it. Whole tone of voice just changed, Lisa.
Let me ask you this, Lisa, and this is a bit of a stretch. Any alcoholism in your family history?
My dad, very little.
Okay, but it was there.
All right, so the reason I ask that is because what you're describing is very often what adult children of alcoholics experience. Because they feel like their environment is chaotic and they have to try to get control of what they can, because they can't make Dad stop drinking, but they can make this neat pile out of things. You know, they can behave really well so that they don't get in trouble, and they can keep their head down and make sure that stuff doesn't happen. Now, I'm not saying that it wouldn't be good for your daughter to get her house in order, okay? I'm not saying it's a bad thing to have an orderly home. What I'm saying is that the anxiety that you feel that drives you from your daughter's house and gets in the way of the relationship...
Yeah, that keeps you from being with your two-year-old grandchild.
That's unhealthy. Yeah. And that doesn't speak to a problem with your daughter's housekeeping. That speaks to an unhealed attachment wound that you've got. And I really need you to kind of sit with that a little bit and realize that, you know, again, if you could be helpful, you know, so for example, you go over to your daughter's house and you say, would it be okay with you if I washed the dishes? You know, would it be okay with you if you know, while we talked, I folded some laundry to help you out? But not in a you didn't fold your laundry, so now I have to do it kind of way.
Not with a lecture about how, you know, she should be able to have the time since she's not working, you know, outside the home, without any of that judgment.
You know what? I completely get how tired you are, how overwhelmed you are. I am here to help. You know how I love to kind of straighten and clean and whatever. It's my thing. So would you mind if I helped out a little bit? But you don't make it about doing the things and running around and neatening the piles. You make it about relating to her and helping her and being with her while you do those things.
Yeah, come, let me make you a cup of tea and you can sit, you know, with the baby on your lap. And I'll just do these dishes for you if you don't mind. But, Lisa, make sure you watch her reaction. Does she mind? What does her face look like when you've asked the question? Does she give you permission to do that? If she says, no, Mom, that can wait till later, listen to that. Because your relationship with her is more important than the dirty dishes or the unfolded laundry. And you can say, oh, all right, don't want to intrude. And you go and you just sit and spend time with her and your two-year-old grandchild.
But I want you to realize, okay, when you go over to your daughter's house and you see the disarray, all right, that the panic that you feel is not about your daughter. And I want you to work really hard to not express that judgment that you've expressed toward her before. And I want you to go in and realize there's a little girl inside of you that is afraid that if she doesn't keep everything in order, that either Daddy's going to be angry or her life's going to fall apart, because she can't make Dad be sober, but she can put a cushion on the couch, right? She can't make everything be the family that she wants it to be, but she can make a neat pile out of this thing. And what that little girl needs for you to do in that moment is to close your eyes, hold her in your arms, remind her that she's safe here and now, and bring her to the Lord and ask him to fill her with his love and grace, rather than running around or you know, fleeing from your daughter's home or giving into that panic that you feel in the presence of that disorder. Lisa, I want to thank you for your call. I want to thank you for being willing to be vulnerable with me and be honest about kind of that experience. I put you on the spot there. So thank you so much for being willing to open up. But I think that if you're able to kind of take this two-pronged approach where you're able to be present to your daughter and accompany her and offer to be helpful in a non-judgmental way, and also look internally at healing those attachment wounds that are being expressed by that panic you feel in the face of the disorder, I think it's going to lead you to a much more peaceful, much more relational, and much more graceful place in your life. Thanks so much for the call, and if there's more we can do to support you on your journey there, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com to learn more about our pastoral counseling ministry and how we can help you in our telecounseling practice find that peace of the Lord and that healing that you're looking for. Well, that's all the time we've got for today's program. I want to thank you so much for sharing your stories with us. And again, the show is titled Have No Fear at All, as we talk about fear, worry, stress, and anxiety. And I hope that the examples of the calls that you heard today really drive home the point we were trying to make, that, you know, there are lots of problems that we all face, and it's okay to be concerned about those things. But as long as we're concerned about those things, we're still connected to God, we're still connected to the love and support of others, and we're still connected to our best selves, and we're able to make a plan to address those problems. When we give into anxiety, we allow the problems to separate us from God's grace, from the love and support of others, and from our best selves. We allow those problems to separate us from the possibility that there could be solutions, and we just focus so much on the problem that it drives us crazy. That's the heart of anxiety. And the key to overcoming the problem isn't running around straightening things and making neat piles where, you know, either literally or metaphorically. Mm. It's about recentering ourselves in God's love and healing, the love and support of others, and what it would mean to be our best selves in this situation, capable of responding in love to the people around us and making a positive difference in the situation in front of us. That's all the time we've got for today's program. If you'd like to learn more about conquering your fears, worries, stress, and anxiety, check out my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety. It's available at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold. While you're at the site, you can check out our pastoral counseling ministry at CatholicCounselors.com to learn more about how a faithful, professional Catholic counselor can help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life in our Pastoral Solutions Institute's telecounseling practice. Check it out, CatholicCounselors.com. With that, it's time to wrap things up, so get on out there and celebrate the life God has for you, because with God's grace, there really is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.